It's been quite a process this past year. I know that the process is now over. So I am 100% retired.
After a record 14 Grand Slam titles and 6 straight years at number one in the 1990s, Pete Sampras closed the history book on his playing career. His last majestic victory, the 2002 US Open title against his long rival Andre Agassi, was the highest point in his career. A perfect ending for the man dubbed Perfect Pete.
And I know that it's time and I'm content and I'm at peace with it, and it's time to call it a career, and it couldn't happen at a better place than here in New York, where everything happened for me in 19 and it ended for me last year here.
A flashy showbiz farewell on the Arthur Ashe Stadium for a player that was not known for his flashiness. Sampras was often criticized for his lack of flair and emotion on the court, but then no personality gimmicks were required. His intensity, consistency, and that damaging first and second serve creating an aura of intimidation for his opponents. Former tour player Jeff Grant was a regular practice partner with Sampras and spent hours in the locker room with the 7 times Wimbledon and 5 times US champion. Grant says Sampras sought titles, not the spotlight.
He didn't want to worry about the press stuff. He didn't want to think about his stardom. He didn't want to be a huge star and all the glamour and the fortune and the fame. He just wanted to do what was best for Pete, and he wanted to set records and he wanted to win titles. So that comes off being, yes, a little boring, because he didn't care about the flash. He didn't care about creating a personality for himself. All he cared about was doing it on the court.
With the final chapter in his playing career now written, the debate intensifies as to whether Sampras was in fact the best player of all time. Broadcaster David Luddy.
Whether he was the best player in the world is open to conjecture, because there is one little weakness in his career. That was, he never won the French Open. He never won on clay. He did well there, but then you've got someone like Rod Laver, who did win all 4 Grand Slam events. So he's up there with Borg and McEnroe and Connors and Laver and all those other great players, but whether he was the best player is open to conjecture. Nevertheless, one of the all-time greats.
Sampras admits missing out on the French Open title is a disappointment, but no reason to keep playing. And he's happy for the debate to continue. Was Sampras really the best the sport has ever seen?
I will never sit here and say I'm the greatest ever. I just won't. It's up to, it's not up to anyone. I've done what I've done in the game. I've won a number of majors. I think that's really, kind of the answer to everything.
Kirsten Webster for VOA Sport at Flushing Meadows.